Less than 4 hours away from a Robert Kraft press conference after the firing of Gerard Mayo. That will happen at 1, and you will hear it live here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. And if you are streaming us at WEEI.com, this is Shane from Plymouth. Hello, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Greg. The fans here want to know, how tangy is that loaf you're going on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say, tangy is that spicy, or how do you define that?
I would say that's more sweet than spicy.
It's more sweet than spicy? I would probably say, I'm a sweet person, so I would give it a 6 probably on the scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, cool. Thanks for answering that. Anyway, Mayo, I'd like to see him go the Pete Carroll route. Maybe go back to college, ACC, Vatek, his hometown. See those guys go against each other, him, Bill O'Brien, all in the same conference would be great.
Who do you want?
And then,
who do you want?
Bill Milton's not going anywhere. He's not going away, I hope. Whoever the next coach is. What? Chris, what?
Joe Milton was playing against a team that was trying to lose. He is not an NFL starting quarterback.
Chris, coming out of training camp, he should have started. Mayo was not allowed to make the decision. Whoever the next coach is, hopefully he'll start whoever. But get used to him. There's something about that guy.
Who would you start, Drake May or Joe Milton?
You can start May, but he's going to get concussions, injuries, if he keeps throwing turnovers. I think fans are going to remember
Drake,
this.
Drake May is injury prone now. I say yes.
It's the Michael Bishop issue all over again.
In the fans' memory that he won that game, you may see years from now, I'm not the only one. You can call me crazy. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, let him play, and then you use him for trade bait.
Well, that's
down the
funny
road.
Thing. He's not the only one.
I mean, what are you going to get for him?
I don't know. What was he, a 6-round pick? Maybe.
Yeah, you could get a fourth-round pick.
You got a fourth-round pick.
Somebody's tantalized.
What do you think about this? You throw in Van Pelt and Milton for Mahomes. Who's down?
Yeah, I would love that. But, Greg, I was...
Oh, yeah, we never got to your revelation.
Yeah, I was thinking about something when we had Nico on talking about the young players and, you know, the culture and what it is. And I don't... Yeah, I get this. Young players are different. But we had young players last year, and Courtney, you brought this up. We didn't have it. I'm starting to believe it's not the young players. It's the young coaches that blur the lines between being the head coach of the football team and your boss to I want to be your friend and your person that can help you with maybe the things that you might be dealing with on and off the field.
But if that's what Gerard Mayo did, I think he was told to do it. I think Robert and Jonathan wanted the polar opposite of Bill Belichick.
Right, but you could...
So they wanted a guy who was going to be friendly with the players, who was not going to yell at anybody, who was going to go to the events that they have with their sponsor partners, who was going to be polite and kind and open and transparent with the media. That's what they told Gerard Mayo to be. And for those who think it's unfair that he got fired... That's a point in your favor because he did what they wanted him
right,
to do.
And
he was what they wanted him to be.
I could be the being polite to the media and all that other stuff. But when you start to look at, and there are successful young coaches out there, don't get it twisted. But when you start to look at how the NFL playoffs is breaking down and the teams that are having success, I think there's a clear there's a clear line of what's the word
Demarcation?
Yes. When you look at a guy like Sean Payton, a guy like Dan Campbell, a guy like the Harbaugh brothers, a guy like Andy Reid, a guy like Sean McDermott, when it comes to, I'm the coach.
There's separation.
And here's, I don't blur the lines like on we're friends, we're like, I need to know your feelings. But at the end of the day, I'm coaching this football team to win it. And if you're not producing, then your ass is on the bench. And I think that's part of the younger mentality of coaches.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I do think Dan Campbell wasn't always where he is now.
He came up with me his playing days. So I believe he was in Miami when Parcells was there. So I just think that is
I mean, Mayo was with Belichick. Who had a bigger distance between the players and
the coach? No, and I completely agree with you. But I just feel like I don't know if Mayo's personality was like is kind of like I can separate the two, where he blurred the lines and even told us, hey, I let these guys speak their mind and say what they want.
And Greg, you talk about it often, and it's a great point, and it pains me to say it. But the way in which Mayo handled the Judon stuff on the field, talk about taking the legs from out from under the coach like that. I mean, the organization didn't have his back in that moment. There, if you want to say that the Patriots screwed Gerard Mayo, I don't think you're wrong. I understand the decision they made, but from the beginning, Gerard Mayo was in a tough spot with this team.
Here is David from Florida. Hey, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
You know, like you've been saying, first of all, quick question. Did he come on earlier today,
no.
Mayo?
No, he's done. He was let go yesterday. So,
all right. But they never should have hired him in the first place. I mean, New England, Boston is a place, is not a place for first-time coaches. They need to hire someone going forward who has who's previously been a coach. I mean, that says Vrabel. Another choice they got for you is Brian Flores. What do you think about him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean Joe Mazzulla's been pretty good as a first-time head coach.
Mm-hmm. No. And as Curtis pointed out yesterday, he's now currently, other than Alex Cora, he and Alex Cora are the longest-tenured coaches.
Think about all the years where it was Francona, Doc Rivers, Bill Belichick, and Claude Julien. Now it's literally the longest-tenured coach is Cora's second stop, which is 3 years in. Right. Joe Sacco is the second most tenured coach.
And Flores was good in Miami as a head coach. I think he just got caught up in that whole Brady Tua Tagovailoa thing. So yeah. I mean,
and he was a meanie.
But I guess it's where do the Crafts want to go? Do they want to continue to bring in another Patriots way guy? Or
what's wrong with the Patriot way?
Like
been your argument is. I think that I hope they learned a lesson where you can go away from Bill Belichick, but you don't have to go away from I hate the term, but some of the Patriot Way stuff that made the franchise great.
Like,
you don't have to go.
Yeah, the Patriot Way died with Tom Brady left.
Yeah. See you later. It went to Tampa, won a Super Bowl.
I'm saying, could it be another guy who's just, I don't know, who's completely, there's no Patriots Way connection to him. And I know
mean no connection to the franchise whatsoever.
Yeah, and
so that eliminates Brian Flores. That eliminates Mike Vrabel.
Ben Johnson, no matter what, baby.
It leaves you Ben Johnson.
Yeah, and it leaves you, Ben Johnson and some of the other, you said Liam Cohen, some of these other guys that we look at. I guess that becomes, because if you bring in Vrabel, you bring in Flores, isn't it always going to be, if things go bad, people are going to say, well, when are you going to get away from the Patriots way type of coach and go completely in a different direction?
All right. Well, we will get to hear what Robert Kraft says about all of these things at 1 today. We still have to get to the news. We'll do that next. News of Courtney coming up. And then we'll finish the show with Curtis's new idea, Hill Notes. Which are some good ones.
They're flowing in. Jackson is going through it right now.
Okay, very simple. You can leave a message for us on the Odyssey app. Just look for the microphone, right? Upper right-hand corner.
Correct.
And then that way you don't have to hang on. You don't have to, if you're busy, you don't have to wait on the phone.
Right.
You just, thought pops into your head.
Boom.
Some brilliance, some witticism. You just leave it that second, any time of the day. Doesn't matter. Day or night, Curtis.
24/7.
It doesn't matter. What's that?
You have a few pops.
You can have a couple
let
beverages.
Let us know about your weekend.
Not Greg this month.
No, not this month. We're 6 days in. We are feeling great.
You're like Iron Man.
We are feeling great. I feel like the first snow show is going to be a real temptation
for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But last year, I think we overdid it with the snow show the night before. It probably is time to reel it in.
That was the first one. That's always the way it happens.
That was probably the worst I've ever felt on a show. Easily.
Well, because Greg took your dinner.
No, I didn't eat that night either.
I didn't eat your dinner. I ate your steak tips. They were delicious.
Yeah.
We won't do that this year. That won't happen this year.
It's not in the budget, remember.
No.
If we get dinner, we have to split the bill.
No, new year, new budget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we're doing at least two snow shows. I expect to be able to announce the locations this week.
very excited for
them. Not sleeping on the snow shows.
Make sure you got an eye on your entree.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. Some breaking news this morning out of Jacksonville. Doug Peterson is out as the Jaguars head coach. The Patriots won their season finale against the Bills 23-16 yesterday. The win drops the Patriots from the first overall pick in the draft to the fourth.
That total jack A beat the Patriots because of Butler. That guy has a Super Bowl win. Doug Peterson.
The big news came in the hour following the win when it was announced that Jerod Mayo was fired after just one season. Curtis made a point to read earlier that he is the only person on the coaching staff that has been informed so far that his job is no longer. We'll hear from Robert Kraft today at 1 p.m. in a press conference. And we now know the playoff schedule starting on Saturday, 4:30. We have Chargers at Texans. Then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens on Sunday at 1. The Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30. The Packers at Eagles. And at 8, Commanders at Bucks. On Monday Night Football, it's Vikings at Rams. And WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. The Bruins fell to the Islanders at home in overtime yesterday, 5-4, the final. Posse did his best to keep them in this one. He scored 2 goals in the loss. They're off now until tomorrow. And the Celtics fell to the Thunder on the road, 105-95. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double, 26 points and 10 rebounds. They take on the Nuggets tomorrow. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It feels like 12 outside. Afternoon high in the mid-20s.